want to thank you this morning for that generous offering that you gave us to help us in our work in China. We really appreciate it.
我们要非常感谢上个礼拜大家所为我们这个宣教的行程的这样的热诚的奉献，是从心里面来感谢。
And after service, after I speak, we're going to have you to pray with us.
那当我们今天分享完之后呢，我希望我们就是一起来为我们的这个行程祷告。
I really can't ask for money, but I can ask for prayer.
我不要你的钱哈，但是我可以请求你们为我们祷告。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verses 3 and 4.
哥林多后书第一章第三跟第四节，新约圣经哥林多后书第一章哥林多后书第一章第三跟第四节。
This is Paul's second book to the Corinthian church.
Should we read?
Yes, you can read.
Okay, 好，这个是保罗写给哥林多教会的书信，我们一起来念三跟四节，一起来。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
As I was saying, this is the second book that Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
我刚才讲过，这个是保罗写给哥林多教会的第二个书信。
And he begins his book with stating, of course, his belief and his love and his trust in God.
一开始我们可以看到信头呢，就再一次提到我们的信仰，还有我们对神的这种就是我们的神的恩惠，神的平安，还有我们对神的信心。
Right up front, he says he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第三节你可以看到他再次宣告他是我们的父。
The Father of mercies.
是一个仁慈的父亲。
And then he said the God of all comfort.
第三节的最后一句话，不但是我们的父亲，我们仁慈的父亲，而且还是安慰我们的神。
And I want to talk to you about that this morning, the God of all comfort.
所以今天早上我特别要跟我们强调，就是这一位安慰我们的神。
You know, none of us really know what the other person goes through.
那没有人晓得到底你会经过哪一些你的人生过程。
I was reading yesterday, and I read about two very famous preachers that were outstanding.
昨天我在看一个文章的时候呢，我看到有两个非常有名的讲员，就是讲道的人。
One of them said, "You look at me and you think that I'm always at a level point, always enjoying my life, and everything is going easy."
他这样说呢，他说你看着我，看我好像呢，我一切都很稳定，非常的好像稳妥，好像一切都很顺利。
But he said, sometimes my life is sort of muddy. I don't understand everything, and sometimes I feel very wretched. I feel very bad.
但是呢，你要知道，事实上我的人生里面有时候也是很泥泞的，里面有很多上上下下的这些我自己都不了解的一个情况。
The other person, the preacher, his name is Spurgeon, very outstanding. Had a large church in England. All of his sermons were written out. He was an outstanding minister.
那这个英国的牧师呢，他是一个在英国很有名的、很有名声的一位讲员。
And he said, "If you knew how many times I go into depression."
这是另外一个了哈，他也这样说，他说如果你知道我多少次是陷入在这种沮丧里面的话，你就你会很惊讶。
How many times I'm under the pressure?
不晓得有多少次呢，我在那种压力的下面。
But you see, I think we ministers sometimes are very guilty of giving the very good side and looking very religious ourselves.
有时候我们在这里讲到的时候呢，让大家有一种好像一种误导，一种误解，以为呢信仰里面呢都是阳光，都是很光明的，都是没有问题的。这个是在我们要检讨。
But actually, we're all human beings on the same level, going through the same walk of life.
事实上，我们人都一样，我们有人性，我们走同样的人生的过程。
Now, the eighth verse is a background to what Paul is talking about, the God of all comfort, This is what he says. Look at that eighth verse.
那为什么保罗讲出神是啊赐各样的安慰给我们呢？因为他的啊原因呢在第八节。他之所以讲出这样的话是第八节而来的。第八节，弟兄们，我们不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇苦难，被压太重，力不能生，甚至连活命的指望都绝了。
So we see here Paul is listing for them and showing them that he has gone through all of these things and yet he's able to start out with the God of all comfort.
保罗要我们知道，即使他经过这些苦难、这些困难，但是他要我们晓得他有苦难，但是也要我们晓得他是那一位安慰我们的神。
Notice what he first said, I was pressed without measure.I was under great pressure. I was weighed down exceedingly. I was like a donkey. Everything heavy on me, the burden on me, it weighed me down like I had cargo on me with a heavy load.
这里啊提到第八节，刚才我们念过了，不管苦难也好，或者是重压也好，到一个地步呢，像一个驴子啊，驮的很重的东西，已经力不能生，在一个没有指望的地步。
And he said, the heavy load gives me pressure.
这个压力太重。
Now, some of you today know what a heavy load is.
当中有人一定知道什么叫做太重的压力。
Some of you have known what it was when you were younger to have to bear a heavy load.
即使呢，年轻时候也有一些压力。
You young mothers suddenly left that point of your life when you were free, and you had a heavy load put on you when the baby came.
特别是一个年轻的啊，就是少妇呢，当她在这个刚刚生第一个孩子的时候，那种以前的很自由的这样的日子结束的时候呢，那种重压是可想而知。
You don't get enough sleep.
睡觉也睡不够了。
They get sick and you get pressures on you.
孩子一生病呢，你就有压力。
You never get some things done that you used to get done.
你想做的永远做不完。
And for some of you, it has become a very heavy pressure. You've been now confined to the home.
所以呢，现在呢，因为你在整个的持这个很操这个很重的家务呢，所以你在这种很重的压力下面。
But that's just a simple. I say simple because I don't have one. I don't have a child.
在我想来呢，因为我知道我没有孩子，在我想来这些实在是很简单的事情而已，不是大事。
To me, that would be more than a heavy load.
那对我来讲，所谓的重压，这个我不称为重压。
That would be a crushing load.
或许是一个压制你的压力，但是不是一个重压。
But many of you know what a heavy load might be.
很多人可能体验过什么叫重压。
And Paul said, I have been under a heavy load, just like a donkey or a camel carrying a burden. I've been there.
保罗这样说，我曾经有这一些经验，苦难，重压。
He said, I was pressed out of measure above strength.
已经没有办法胜任了。受不了了。
He said, I've been thinking, I think about how what I'm doing is more than I can really am able to do.
已经到了个地步呢，不是自己能够承受的了。
He said that I just can't, I feel like I just can't do it.
没有办法了。
So as we see, he tells us, he thinks I can't handle it.
就是说我已经不晓得，已经手足无措了，不知道怎么办了。
You say, what can't you handle, Paul?
到底是什么保罗没有办法来啊处理呢面对呢
Well, let's turn back to the 11th chapter.
那我们把啊这一样这本书翻到十一章。
And the 23rd verse through the 28th.
23到28节哥林多后书十一章。23到28节。哥林多后书十一章我们从23要念到28节。好翻到我们一起来念。他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40减去一下，被棍子打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里，又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险，受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡， 又饥又渴，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。28，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。到这里。
You may say this is to the extreme. How can any man bear that?
你这里看过之后，你说这个怎么可能有那么多的这种困难呢？
But he could still go back and say the God of all comfort.
但是在经过这些之后，你把它加起来算一算，到底保罗有多少的困境之后呢，他还是可以说那赐各样安慰的神这句话。
And so when we feel sometimes like we can't handle what we're asked to do,
当你在没有办法胜任不能面对的时候，
we can recognize that there is someone else that we
can
turn to.
你要记得你有一位是可以仰望的。
Then he went on to say, I'm despairing even of life.
到一个地步，回到第一章，他说已经到一个地步呢，好像连活命的指望都没有了。回到第一章。
Now I don't think Paul was talking there particularly that he felt like he was going to die.
那这个意思不是说他要死了，不是这个意思。
What he was afraid of more was he was going to live.
那事实上呢，更难的是他还要活下去哦。如果可以死就好了，好像问题是还要活下去，这是更难的。
Some people are afraid of life.
很多人很怕活着。
A lot of people are afraid of life.
很多人真的是很怕活着。
And the responsibilities and those things that are placed on them. That's what happens to the drug addict.
各方面的这种责任呢，重压着我们，以致有人就逃避去吸毒了。
That's what happens to those that are alcoholic.
那就是为什么有人需要酗酒，他们实在是怕活着。
Those that live on tranquilizers and other things so that they won't have to face the real life.
很多人呢就躲在一个不真实的自己的世界里面呢，因为他们不想去面对真实的这样的一个人生。
But then we see he goes on to talk about something else there.
接下去保罗又讲了。
He tells us, in our hearts we feel the sentence of death.
第九节，自己心里也断定是必死的。
He said that we were so overcome with the problems and the circumstances of life that we felt we were at our end.
在这种处境，在这种困难，在这种祸患之下呢，实在到个地步，你觉得说我不行了。
Completely overwhelmed.
完全是没有办法承受了。
The burden more than we can bear.
担子实在是太重了。
Sometimes you say, "This is the end. I can't." Go on.
到这个地步，你会有一个感觉，说这是我的一个绝路了，我的一个最后面了，已经没有办法再继续往前走了。
I don't know about you, but I know what Paul's talking about in some of these things.
我不晓得你能不能体会这样的这样的一个体验。我自己我知道。
When you have so many pressures and physical problems and things that come upon you, and then something else is hurled at you, and suddenly you think to yourself, I just can't make it.
各种压力，身体的压力，环境的压力，人为的压力，到个地步你说我受不了，我没有办法再承受了。
You see, Paul was an example of what he was saying here as a man that was pressed out and had pressures of life on him, and he came to the place where things were so difficult and hard that circumstances grasped hold of him and that problems just overwhelmed him.But he knew where to go.
保罗在这种重压、苦难、受不了、力不能生的一个境况下面呢，他知道他可以往哪里去，他可以向谁求救。
I believe some of you understand what I'm talking about.
我相信有人知道我在讲什么。
I believe some of you down through your life have come up through circumstances like this.
我相信我们当中有人在你的人生过程当中有走到这个地步的。
But let me cheer you if you haven't.You probably will.
今天我要一方面也是提醒你哈，如果你以前没有的话，或许有一天会有。
In the many stages of life we go through, there are different circumstances that we face and different challenges that come to us. Wait until you young babies that you're rocking now, wait until they become teenagers.
比如说呢， 在我们的人生的各种过程当中，比如说现在你那个很可爱抱在手上的这个孩子，等到他到了青少年的时候，你就晓得了哈，
you men,
压力在你就晓得了。
You men now that are on top of the job, you're having a good job, you're working well, but when something happens and you can't anymore,
或许现在你就在那个很高的位置上面，你很有名望，你很什么都是非常的优秀，但是有一天到个地步，你这边都没有的时候，你会怎么样
？I think of Sherry this morning that.In just a matter of days, became she just can't control her mobility.
我们举一个例子，像月儿现在呢，她人好好的，本来是好好的，就这样子，一下子一点都没有办法就是自己没有办法控制自己的那个神经方面的系统哦。所以在这种情况下面呢，她一定有这样的体验，不晓得以后会怎么样。
She told me, "I never thought I would come to this place."
她说我从来绝对不会想到我会有这一天。
I was strong.
因为我身体很好。
I was healthy.
我是健康的。
I exercise.
我每一天运
动。I took care of myself.
我很照顾自己。
But she had no control when it came.
但是这个事情来的时候呢，她一点都没有办法。
For some, when their husband, a young woman who finds out her husband is gone, he's either has left her or dead. What a terrible circumstance and overwhelming thing that comes over her.
You talk about the other woman.
Anyone.
Okay.
Anyway, that they're gone.
好，比如说呢，有人呢突然间呢发现自己的有时候呢突然间呢家里有事故发生了。所爱的人呢就是离开的时候呢，那都是我们不能承受的。
Actually, that phrase "I can't go on anymore," I stop saying.
那这些呢，困难重压呢，我不想再讲了，再不要讲太多了哈，我就停在这里了。
I remember there were twice in my life, two times in my life that I felt very overwhelmed.
在我的人生里面，我记得有两次是一个我不能承受的时候。
Emotionally, physically, I didn't, and with all the pressures of the church and the school on me, I felt like I couldn't go on.
在我的情绪上、身体上，还有教会、学校的压力呢，我觉得我好像走不了、走不动了。
And I said I can't go on any further.
所以我就这样讲说呢，我一步都走不动了，不能再向前走了。
And that very night I got a phone call.
在那天晚上呢，我接到一个电话。
My father had a heart attack. He was in the hospital, and I needed to come home right away.
我的爸爸呢，心脏病发作，我需要马上回家。就在那个非常压力非常大的一个情况下。
And I learned the hard way as God was showing me, you can go on.
意思是说呢，神要告诉我说，即使你说你受不了，你不能再往前走了，你还是可以向前走。
The other time when I remember lying on my bed in Cayman and I thought, Lord, I can't go on any further.
我记得有一次我躺在我自己的床上跟上帝说，主啊，我实在是没有办法再往前走了。
That very day, my best friend and the leader of my church was killed, hurt her husband, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter.
就在那一天，我最好的教会里面的同工呢，他还有他的先生，还有他的媳妇呢，孙女呢，就在那一天碰到车祸，全部死了。
I learned that I can go on.
我又一次学到，我还是继续，而且呢，可以向前走。
Not in my own strength.
不是靠着你自己。
But I found that there's one that can come and give us that comfort and strength that we need.
因为我找到那一位可以给我力量，可以给我安慰的这一位。
I remember after my friend, I heard she died, and I went through the house weeping. I leaned up a door against a doorpost, and I would cry. And I got into the kitchen, came back, and stood by the dining room table.
当我那天听到这个车祸的消息之后呢，我实在是很痛苦，很痛心，很伤心。我就走来走去，然后呢，到后来我就停在我的这个厨房的这个餐桌上。
And there came a peace over my soul.
突然间平安到我的心里面来。
I could go on.
我还是要继续向前，我还是可以向前。
Because I had the one that can keep us going.
因为我有那一位可以推动我，带着我继续向前的
神。You see, that's the way it is with God as our comforter.
这个就是神给我们的安慰。
And Paul, even though he went through these experiences, he knew where he could get his comfort.
即使保罗经过这么艰难的环境，他还是知道他哪里可以得着力量。
First, he knew he was the God of all grace.
首先呢，我们如果看哥林多前书后书第一章前面，他提到说，我们的神是有恩惠的神。
Now, one thing that grace means is favor, favor with God.
恩惠本身呢，包括上帝的恩宠，上帝特别的恩待。
Sometimes you say favor, I don't even feel him, I don't even see him, I can't even sense him.
你说你谈什么上帝的恩宠，我有时候连感觉都感觉不到神自己，我还能得到他什么恩宠？
But he's watching over us.
但是他就是在看顾你。
The word of God tells us that right now, Jesus is at the throne of the Father, making intercession for you and I.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，就在这个时候，这个时候，耶稣在父的右边为每一个人祈求、代求。
You say, well, my prayers, they just hit the ceiling and bounce back.
你说呢？我的祷告就像这样啊，讲出去像向着空气讲，然后呢，碰到这个屋顶就跑下来了，根本没有回应。
Not if we're a child of God.
不是的，神的儿女不是这样子的。
They go through this ceiling as a sweet-smelling savor to God.
当你祷告的时候，你的祷告，然后呢，就啊，就整个升上去，经过你的屋顶到神的宝座前。
And in my Bible studies on Friday night, we have learned where these prayers go.
星期四啊，晚上呢啊，当我在查经班的时候呢，我们就看到圣经上学习到说这些祷告往哪里去了。
I want to share it with you this morning.
今天早上我要跟你分享。
Because he is not just concerned about us, he is concerned. He knows he cares. Let's look at the 11th chapter.
神并不是漠不关心的，他真的是关心我们。我们来看。
I'm sorry, the 8th chapter Revelation.
启示录第八章，我们打开启示录第八章。
Oh, I like this so much.
我非常喜欢这个经节。
I almost feel like I could shout.
看到这个经节，我几乎要跳起来了哈，我很兴奋。启示录第八章第三节到第五节，最后一本书启示录第八章第三到第五，我们一起来念来。另有一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前，天使拿着香炉盛满了坛上的火，倒在地上，随有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。
Now let's get a picture of this.
我们来想象哈，想象这个情形。
Here we are in the throne room of God.
我们在上帝，我们想我们在上帝的宝座的这
样的旁边。And an angel comes out with a golden bowl.
然后呢，这个天使就拿来一个金香炉。
With the incense of the prayers of God's children.
里面呢，盛着所有神儿女祷告的出来的这个啊，这个烟，这个香气。
Your prayers and mine.
你的祷告跟我的祷告就在那里。
When I've had to lift up my heart and said, Lord, why is it?That's so unfair.
有时候我在跟神说呢，为什么这样子不公平？
Lord, why is this? Or Lord, here I am. Or Lord, can you do this? They're all there.
有时候我们的祷告说，主啊，为什么你这样子？主啊，你要不要为我做这些？你这些心愿都呈到神的面前去了。
What I'm trying to tell you is, He is there.
我要告诉你的是说呢，
He hears your prayers.
他是在那里，
He
他听你的祷告。
Them.
他把你的祷告存起来了。
Now I am a pack rat. You know what that is? That's what you are too.
Huh? Oh, 我喜欢存东西是吧？就是喜欢存东西的。Not me though.
Well, anyway, sometimes. Anyway, it's me. I guess I pack rat on her. But anyhow, I am. I save everything.
就是不能丢东西，东西什么都存起来的。
When I was teaching school, I used to save even little pieces of paper. I was very Chinese. I would save little pieces of paper.
我跟中国人一样哈，小小的纸条我都把它，小小的那个小纸张我都把它。
And I would store them in the cupboard, thinking I'll use them a little later.
然后我就把它存在我的这个橱子里面，我想有一天我会用它。
And then I got sick, and the principal came and cleaned out my closet.
然后呢，当有人来帮我清我的那个橱子之后呢，我就很不喜欢。
So I know what it is to store things up.
我知道什么叫做把它存起来。
But do you realize that God stores up our prayers?
你可以想象说，上帝把你的祷告呢全部存起来，你可以想象吗
？He doesn't put them in a glass jar.
他没有呢，把它呢放到那个那个什么，那密封的那个瓶子里面去。
Or a paper carton.
或者是呢，把它放到一个纸盒子里面。
But he puts it in a gold bowl.
他竟然是把它放在金香炉里面。
And God does everything for a purpose.
上帝所做都是有目的的。
Why is he storing up our prayers?
为什么他把我们的祷告把它存起来呢？
Because they're always there before him.
因为呢，那里要存放他前面。
But we see then the other purpose that he has.
还有另外一个目的。
It's time now. The angel goes over and he takes some fire from the altar and he pours that fire in there.
还有一个目的就是呢，天使呢会把一些火呢把它加进去。
And I can just see this with my eyes, my mind eye.
我可以用我的眼，我的想象力来想象我看到的。
He lifts that high and he pours it down on the wicked of the earth.
第五节说，告诉我们说，盛满了坛上的火呢，然后把它倒在地上，意思是说呢，对这个地上的邪恶呢，要做一个报应。
This is my children's prayers. This is where some of you have been so hard and wicked on them. This is from my children. And suddenly there was loud noises and there was lightning and thunder and there was a tremendous earthquake or there was an earthquake.
告诉我们就是上帝对我们的祷告有反应的，他把那个火倒到下面来，就产生了响声、闪电、地震。
So you think he doesn't care?
你以为上帝不关心你吗？
You think he doesn't know?
你以为他不知道吗？
Oh my friend, he's so mindful of you and I.
他对你的思念太多了。
He's a God of all power.
他是那一位全能的神。
Now he's not going to use his power to try to win a bet.
他不是用他的能力要来证明或者是跟你跟争辩。
What I mean by that, he's not going to try to show that he's better than Buddha, that he's better than Hinduism. That's not God's purpose at all.
我的意思是说呢，上帝不是要用他的全能的能力来跟那些所谓的这个释迦牟尼或者是哪一个宗教的教主来做一个较量，不是这个意思。神不需要向我们证明他的能力。
His power is for what he knows will glorify and will edify and will bless the church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的能力是要用来荣耀他自己，造就然后造福我们这些神的教会的人。
I've told you pieces of this story of what happened in China. Today I'm going to tell you the whole story.
那我曾经呢讲了一段过去我在国内的一件事情，那现在今天我要把它全部讲出来。
I think probably it's been 4 or 5 years now. We went to a house church, young Christians, a good little group.
4-5 years, lovely people. 我们一直在一个去一个这个家庭教会，都是年轻人，然后非常有就是爱心的一些基督徒。
So they put us up front like they always do, and we were sitting there.
那当我们坐在那里的时候
，A young man got up and took a picture of Mrs. Xi.
就有一个年轻人站起来，然后呢对我们两个照了一张照片。
Now we have always learned that that's not the best to get your picture taken.
那在国内聚会的时候被人家照照片，你晓得那个不是光荣哈，那个是有危险性的。
So we tried to take a picture of me, and she wouldn't let him. She told him no.
那他一站起来，我就跟他说，现在不照相，我就请他坐下。
I came a bit interested in that young man, wondering who he was.
那因为他站起来，我就特别的去看这个年轻人到底他是谁。
So I noticed him during the whole service.
那这个整个的聚会他都在场。
He really never participated.
他呢？在整个聚会中呢，从来不专心、不用心在听的。
He didn't close his eyes.
祷告的时候呢，他没有合起眼睛。How do you know?
Because I was watching. She's right. I was watching. I wanted to see.
因为妈咪很注意那个人，所以呢，他那个人祷告的时候不闭眼睛，他也张着眼睛在看，他没有闭眼睛。
He never listened. He was up and down. He was very unconcerned.
走上上下下走来走去，根本没有在听。
After service, a woman came up who was a prophetess.
那在我们聚会完之后呢，就有一个女士呢从后面走上来，她自称她自己是先知。
She had been in that little house church to try to win them over to her cult.
她在我们之前两三天就到了这个教会，然后一直想要吸引这一群人呢来相信她的异端。
She had been there up until 3 o'clock the morning before.
甚至有时候待到晚上的三点还不让群众回去。
So she came up and she sat down by Mrs. Xi. They don't come to me. They know I don't speak Chinese.
那因为她知道说妈咪她不讲中文，所以呢她就坐到我旁边来。
And so she came up there and she said, "Now God has given me some prophecies, and I want to tell you about them." And she reached in to get her book of prophecies.
她把她的包包里面拿出来一本她自己的笔记本。她说呢，上帝给我这样子的小谕，这样的圣谕，上帝给我这样的启示。是我要念给你听，你要注意听。
And Mrs. Xi said, I don't listen to any prophecies but what's in this book.
那我就跟他说呢，我所有的神的预言跟启示呢就在这里结束了，我不再有任何相信任何这个以外的预言。
Well, that young man had come up with her, just after she came up, was standing there beside them.
那个要照相那个年轻人呢就跟着他过来。
He got very mad and told us, and really told us off.
他听到我这样讲就很生气，就站起来就开始咒诅我们了，开始向神咒诅我们。
Now you know I don't understand Chinese.
那我是不了解中文的。
But I understood him.
但是我很奇怪的却了解他在讲什么。
And I turned to him like only a school teacher can do.
那我就转向这个年轻人，就像个老师对学生一样。
And I pointed my finger at him.
我用手指着他。
And I said, you call us sinners. You call
你说我们犯了罪。
I said, but you don't even close your eyes when you pray.
你祷告时候不闭眼睛。
You had no interest in the message or anything of a spiritual nature.
讲到的时候呢，你对属灵的方面你都没有感兴趣。
I really told him.
我就在那里就指责他。
In Chinese.
竟然是中文。
I didn't even know.
我自己不晓得我讲。
The girl beside me said, "Mommy, mommy's talking in Chinese."
是周围的那些年轻人都很惊讶，说你怎么会讲？
That young man is coming to that church trying to become the leader to take over that group of young people.
原来这个你是跟
spiritual life.
那个年轻人呢，他们没有正确的信仰，却到这个教会想要来占有、拥有这个教会。
The young people said we knew there was something wrong, but we didn't know what it was.
这些年轻人因为很年轻，他们不晓得，就不是还不是很懂信仰。
God was at work.
那他们呢，就不混淆了。当他们一讲他的上帝的启示，就混淆到底真的假不晓得。
God gave me.
原来神就在那个时间让我们去，然后呢，让他们明白原来这个是异端。
God gave me the true gift of tongues.
在那个时候呢，神就给他呢这种
Where I could answer him in Chinese.
讲方言的恩赐，
让他 Didn't even know it.
马上回那个年轻人。
And then came the man and the wife that had this house.
然后呢，这个时候the wife,
both him and her.
Okay, 这个教会的这个一对弟兄姐妹，就是负责这个教会的夫妇就弟兄姐妹往前面来。
In some ways, he was an old Christian. He was a Christian for 9 years.
他是这里面就是信主比较高年资的，大概有9年。
But he had had a stroke.
但是他有一次有一个中风。
And instead of paralyzing him, it brought pain. He had pain.
他是还可以走动，还可以做事，但是呢，很痛，非常的痛。
He was very discouraged.
他那个时候很沮丧。
He didn't care if they used the house, but he didn't want to be.
在那个时候呢，他也不管这些到底对不对的信仰进来，他已经没有能力去。
He was thinking of leaving and going back to the country where he.
他心里已经在准备说，我要离开这个教会了，我要回去了，我没有办法再待在这里，因为身体非常疼痛，那个神经末梢都痛。
So I brought them up.
我就请他们过来。
You see, sometimes ignorance is good.
有时候我无知是也是很好的。
Because I really thought he was the leader.
那我以为他是这个教会的这个就是这个牧者一样，我就请他过来。
And I began to say to him, these people need a leader. They must have a shepherd. You've got to be the shepherd to them. Here I am really going at him.
那个时候是这样哈，这两位在那里咒诅我们的在这里，然后他指着那个弟兄，不晓得他可能不是弟兄哈。然后这一对负责的夫妇呢，他就走上前来，然后他就转向他说呢，你一定要负起牧者的责任来看顾你的羊群，你要小心。
And so, one of the girls said.Let's pray, and I said yes. Let's pray.
有一个姊妹说为他祷告，为他祷告，我们就祷告。
And I wanted to anoint them that he might become a leader for this church, and he knelt down.
我那个时候我特别就拿起油，我要高抹，希望就是我求神呢能够在那里能够高抹他们，让他们负起牧者的责任。
And like I said before, I said something that I've never said before, and I don't think I've ever said.
那我的祷告呢，是我以前从来没有过的一个祷告词。
I began to pray, and my prayer was, Lord, make him cry.
我的祷告竟然是说上帝啊，让他哭出来。
I had no idea why.
我实在是没有一点都没有什么意念说为什么我要这样祷告。
Dorothy was so surprised she wouldn't even translate it.
Okay, no, I'm not translating that time. I was not. 我那个时候哈，我在顾这边，他不晓得我在做什么。我没有在祷告的时候，我常常说我不翻译的，我就向神祷告。那我这边呢，我在顾这边，这两个在这里。然后呢，也有人过来要问我一些问题，所以他们这里有个角落，他们在祷告。但是我听到妈咪说让他哭出来，我就想到为什么他，我就看了一下怎么要祷告他哭出来，我就有点纳闷。I was listening, but then I will not translate.
Okay, it's been a little while, the old mind. But anyhow, I know that she was surprised. She told me.
但是我听到那句，我真的是转一下看一下，怎么会祷告他哭出来。
And it was a matter of very few moments. He was down on his face. crying.
就在那句话之后，大概几秒钟，我就听到他很大声
的
哭嚎。
And he wept.
就趴下来在地上一直哭。
It was like he was weeping his heart out.
好像要把他的心掏出来一样。
You see, God knew what he needed.
上帝知道那个时候他需要什么。
And as he wept, things were being washed away in his heart.
上帝在那个时候。
Things that he felt like he couldn't take or stand, and all of these things, God was just washing out of his heart.
在他已经不能再向前走的时候，神让他能够这样子敞开啊，哭嚎哭求出来呢，让他里面所有的那些啊，所有的郁闷，所有的委屈呢，伤害呢，全部都倒空出来。
And that brother now has become a marvelous house church leader. He's even out with some of the others, and he is respected, and he is working for God, and he is doing what God wants him to do.
现在这个弟兄已经开始啊，照顾起这群羊群，不但是这群羊群，别的啊家庭教会呢的那些啊弟兄姐妹都很尊敬这个，都把他当因为那里弟兄的那个比较少哈，所以当作是一个牧者。
I told you this because I want you to see the God of all power.
我要让你听这个是因为告诉你神是全能的神。
You see, God had a purpose.
上帝是有目的的。
His purpose was to keep that house church for him.
上帝的目的就是要保守这个教会，这个宝贝的教会，为他自己保守这个教会。
This is she and I were just plain vessels. That's all, my friends.
我们只是一个过路，然后呢是神用的工具而已，器皿而已。
And through that service that day, God established the fact that these were children were going to follow Him, and they have become a very strong.
就在那里非常有危机的时候呢，这边是一个假的一个信仰要来的时候呢，神就在那一刻呢让这个教会知道说他们要跟随的是这个牧者，不是他们。
So you see, he knew, Paul knew that he was a God of all power.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，他体验过，他知道他是全能的神。
And whenever he wanted to move, he can move.
当他要工作的时候他就工作。
But then we see he said he's the God of all comfort.
接下去他还告诉我们的神不但是全能，是有能力的神，他是安慰的神。
He's the one that brings consolation to us.
他把安慰赐给我们。
Through the word, he exhorts us and entreats us.
借着他的话语来喂养我们，来安慰我们，滋润我们。
Sometimes it's through a song, he touches us.
有时候他借着一首歌来触摸你的心。
On Friday, I was getting ready to go.And I have been really under a lot of pressure and depression.
那我星期五当我要去查经的时候呢，我曾经这一阵子我有很多的那种，里面有很大的那种心理压力，就是很沮丧。
Satan used it as guilt from and would come at me about my mother and about this and about the other thing.
在我离开的时候呢，有时候魔鬼就用这种好像用罪恶感来控告我。
And I couldn't keep my mind on things, and I was being pressed.
我都没有办法专心，我好像什么都没有办法做好。
And I was listening to a song.
我就听一首诗歌的时候。
And it was as if God spoke it to my heart.
就神借的那首诗歌就对我说话。
He said, "The battle is mine."
那一首歌的话语
，not yours.
告诉我说呢，这个征战是神自己的，不是我的。
He lifted the depression.
就他就把我心就提起来，我的
心就不见了。He lifted the guilt. He lifted it all.
罪恶感也没有了。
And there came such a peace and consolation to my heart that it's not my battle. God will take care of it all.
所以因为我听到这个说是神自己的征战，不是我的征战，我心里就有平安了。
He sends the comforter to comfort us.
他呢会差遣他的，他会送这个安慰给我们。
You know, David understood this.For he had lots of problems as king.
大卫呢，他本身也了解这个事情。
He had problems with his family.
他本身呢，他的家里面就有问题。
He has problems in his marriage.
大卫在他的婚姻有问题。
He had problems with the kingdoms and the ruling of the kingdom.
他这个管理国事的上面也有问题。
But yet we see him in the Psalms lifting up his hands and saying, "I will bless the Lord."I will bless him at all times.
但是呢，你看到他的那个诗篇上常常说呢，我要称颂我的神，我要举起我的心，称赞我的神。
His praise shall be continually in my mouth.
那个大卫这样说呢，我的心里要不停的来赞美神。
You see, in a sense, David was not.Gearing and saying and blaming God for his troubles. He was looking beyond his troubles and seeing his God.
大卫面对那么多的困难，他不是在抱怨神，而是呢，通过这个困难在赞美神。
Who went through it any more than Job?
有谁会比这个约伯承受的多呢？
One day he lost everything.
就在一天里面他失去所有的。
But he went on to say, the Lord hath given and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
他却在那一天的最后这样说呢，神给的神拿走，所以称颂。
You see, so in the midst of the pressures, in the midst of the despairs, in the midst of the depressions and all of these things, even though we feel them and they are there, but our God is there also.
记得在这些压力困难的下面，即使你的感受是真的，非常真实的，但是记得你的神也是在那里。
You say, why doesn't he take it away from
me? 或许你说为什么他不把我这些拿走呢？
Because sometimes he knows we need it.
因为他知道有时候你真的需要这些压力。
I am a pusher, I'm a dreamer, I'm a visionary.
我是一个很喜欢做梦有意象然后呢推动事情的人。
I always wanted to be doing something, building something, fixing something, making something for the church.
我总是在想在教会里面呢开始扩建什么或者是要多一点什么要做一点什么。
When I was in Cayman, we built a school. I was thinking about getting a radio station started and even had in my mind maybe we could get an old age home.
我在 Cayman 牧会时候呢，除了建学校，就开始想说，哎，我们要有一个广播的一个台哈、啊、中心。那、啊、之后我就想说，这个之后我要建一个养老院。
My coworker would say, "Don't give her paper and pencil. We're in trouble."
所以我的同工就说呢，千万不要给牧师纸跟笔哈、哦，他一拿起笔，他就有意向了，所以我们会有麻烦。
And only now I realized that God had to control me.
那后来我就晓得说，原来我这样对我这样的人呢，上帝必须要拉着我。
And so He controlled me with depression.
那他就容许这种沮丧来控制我。
You said, "Would God do such a thing?"
你说神也这样做事啊？
Yes, my friend, because he saw he needed to sort of keep this woman in hand.
因为呢，他需要把我拉在他的手中，就像我们拉孩子一样，要拉住。
I've realized that now.
我现在知道了。
I realize that things have come into my life because God was working in my life.
我知道原来我碰到那么多的困难，是神是在对我的
生命做工。He wanted to use me.
他要用我。
You see, this is the thing we have to understand. We are being made for a heavenly country.
记得我们被神我们被神创造，我们被神拣选的是为了天上的国度，不是地上的。
Heaven is our home.
天才是我们的家。
This earth is a stressing place for us.
这个地上就好像一个好像一个舞台一样哦，我们过去就没有了。
Some of you live with pain.
很多人有很多痛，病痛。
Some of you have problems that are crushing.
很多人有很多困难。
And they never seem to get up.
然后你发现好像从来没有改善。
But you have to realize that you have to know that God is in charge, and whatever comes my way, I must allow Him to work out in my life.
所以你要记得，不管什么情况、什么难处，神是掌主权的，他是掌管的。所以呢，你要容许神来在你的这个情况下面来管理。
Do you know why He gives you that coworker that gives you trouble all the time?
你知道为什么神容许你有一个同事常常给你麻烦吗？
They're what we call grace makers.
我们就称他们为恩典的制造者。
They help
有他们才有恩典。
You learn how to live with aversion and persecution sometimes.
有时候你
需要。And it makes grace in your life.
你如果学习懂得怎么样学习在这种苦难或逼迫或伤害里面的话，那你就会懂得怎么样求取恩典。
We all like to feel good. We all like to go sailing through life and enjoying everything. Particularly this age, we're a pleasure-seeking age. That's the way we want it.
这个时代大家在寻求享受的人生，享乐的人生。所以呢，我们都希望我们一帆风顺，我们希望我们的一切都非常好。
But you say, God never does anything for me when I'm in my troubles.
或许你说每一次我碰到困难，神好像都不做事。
I don't sense Him.
我好像没有感觉到神。
But there are some things He can't work over.
但是有一些阻碍呢，神是不做的，他是不能做的。
I won't say can, but He won't. He's made His boundaries.
我的意思不是说他没有能力，而是说呢，他的工作呢是有一些规范的，有一些条件的。
He cannot be the God of comfort if we have sin in our life.
如果你仍然在罪中的话，神的安慰是临不到你的。
You see, it's sin that keeps us from God.
因为罪让我们跟神隔开。
And so if there are sinful things in our life, we must have them forgiven, repent and forgive, and then the God of comfort can flood us.
如果你的心里面有罪的话，你一定要先在神的面前认罪，然后呢，你才能够得到神的安慰。
Then God warned us. He said, "Without faith, it's impossible to please."
接下来，没有信是没有办法讨神喜悦的。你没有信心，他想做，你没有信心的话，你也没有办法得到神的。
When we're sick, when we're under these problems, many times we substitute something else for faith.
很多时候我们有困难的时候呢，我们会有一个有就是我们呢啊有一个东西来代替神呢，我们用别的地方啊别的东西呢来安慰我们。
Instead of keeping our mind on Him and that He might give us perfect peace, we begin to worry.
我们呢不但没有信靠神，我们心里开始忧虑、焦虑。
Sometimes we call it concern, but lots of times it goes right.
我们常说我是在关心，我是在用心，事实上是一种忧虑，是一种操心。
That means that our faith is not in gear.
那的意思是说呢，你的信心不管用。
Sometimes it's complaining.
有时候我们会抱怨。
Now I know sometimes we don't feel good. We have a friend. We tell them the problems. That's not what I mean. But constantly complaining about poor me. Why do I have to go through this? Why me? Complaining. God can't do much for us.
我的意思不是说你不能去跟你的好友去敞开你的心来跟他啊倾诉你的心事，不是这个意思。我是说的，你常常在讲就是你的问题、你的困难，然后呢，你对自己很自怜。为什么是我？我好可怜了，没有人比我更可怜。
You wouldn't even recognize this blame.
或有时候你自己不晓得你是这样的一个情况。
Then self-pity.
自怜。
Poor me.
好可怜啊。
Nobody else.
没有人像我这样了。
I just have it worse than anyone.
我呢比大家都糟。
People just don't know how lonely I am.
都没有人知道我多么的孤单。
People don't know just what I go through.
都没有人了解我是怎么样经过这个困难的。
Well, God just can't take that.
神他不会接受这个。
He knows what you're going through.
他知道你在正经过什么
困难。He's given your loving friends that knows what you're going through.
他也预备了很多爱你的啊朋友在你四周围。
And one of the other things that God can't do is when we look around at our circumstances.
还有一个情况你没有办法啊领取神自己的安慰，就是你自己总是盯在那些困难的环境上。
When Jehoshaphat had three armies coming at him, and the fear came and he turned to God, one of the things God said to him was, "Don't look at your circumstances."
当约沙法王面对三个大军要攻击他的时候呢，神的话对他说呢，不要看他们而害怕。
We look at these great things and these things that look like mountains, and we think, "Oh my, it's just too big, it's just too great." God said, "Don't look at them. Look at one that is greater." For it was David who said, "I look beyond the mountains." To my God.
当你眼睛盯着那些困难的环境的时候，他们就像高山，就把你阻挡掉了，你看不到远处了。所以呢，当啊大卫写诗，他说呢，我举目向山，然后怎么样？然后我就知道我的帮助从那造山者而来。不要只有看到山，你要看到那创造的神。
When fear grips us, God can do very little.
当害怕淹没你的时候，神做的你没有
办法。We have to learn to be able to put these things aside and be able to look beyond them and tell God, "I don't know why, but I trust."
你要学习怎么样把这些难处把它推到旁边去，然后跟神说呢，不管怎么样，神啊，我信靠的是你。
That's what happens many times. We don't trust God.
很多时候我们不信靠就有问题。
You know, we don't trust God for our sicknesses until we're ready to die.
我们呢，有在生病的时候呢，我们就已经在预备，好像我们要死了。
There are those that first they go to the pill bottle.
然后呢，就有的人呢，信靠那些啊医生啊医药。
And then finally, when there's no hope, they go to God.
那到一个不能没有什么可以找的时候，最后只好找神。
We need to begin with God.
请你不要在最后才找神。
He said, "I'm the great physician."
因为神是在那最高的位置。
You mean he'll heal everyone? No.
你说他难道会医治每一个人吗
？Mother said when she was having a problem one time, and the word of God, every time she would go, it would talk about the physicians, 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 heal yourself, and so forth. And she got God's ideas. She went to the doctor.
I'm sorry, I lost.
That's all right. But I'm just saying, God knows, and put Him first.
我的意思是说呢，上帝早就知道你的情况，把它放在首位。如果你要依靠，你要祈求，是第一个是他。
He said, "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, strength." comes from our trust in God.
神的话告诉我们，信靠神的就像锡安山一样的稳固。
And it cannot be removed.
是不能移动的。神是信实，是不能移动，他不会改变的。
So friends, we need to trust him. And then there's times when it's the attacks of Satan.
有时候魔鬼也会攻击我们。
And there we have to depend on the Lord.
那个时候你更要靠神了。
Now let's for the last think about what brings comfort, what brings victory.
什么会带来给我们在这种情况下面的得胜跟安慰呢？
You see, our life belongs to Jesus.
我们的生命是属于神的。
So when he tells us, there's a phrase that is in the Word of God over and over, wait on the Lord.
在圣经里面告诉我们，常常告诉我们说你要等候神。
Now we don't like that too much.
我们不喜欢这个等候两个字。
Because we're instant people.
因为我们在这个是一个快速的时代。
Instant coffee, instant oatmeal, instant everything.
即溶的、哦、都是一泡就可以吃的。我们在这个即溶的快速的时代。
There was a man from the third world country and he said, I'm really amazed.
有一个从那个不自由国家来的，看到美国。
He said they have powder and they make coffee.
他很惊讶说，他们竟然那个咖啡粉一放下去就可以喝了。
And then they have other things, powders that they pour in and they make milk to drink.
然后呢，就是什么都是一泡就有了。
But he said what really surprises me is that they have baby powder.
他说呢 ，baby powder 是那个痱子粉啊。OK, I understand 啦、啊、好，因为他是不是美国人，所以他说竟然看到 baby powder, 就是那个婴儿爽身婴儿那个痱子粉，所以以为是婴儿的做的，是不是？哦、oh, 以为是这个粉可以做成婴儿。OK, 我了解了。
It's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. 他因为有没有奶粉啊咖啡粉啊，然后以为说这个叫做好这个婴儿粉就是可以做婴儿的，连这样都可以做。
And so many times God says, wait.
上帝说等着。
When we wait on the Lord with confidence,
我们用信心来等候。
It's going to come.
一定会来的。
God's going to take care of it.
神一定会照管的。
I believe him.
我相信他。
From the heart.
从你的心里面。
And then he says that which really, really brings comfort. And many times it just sort of pushes other things aside is our praise.
当你可以赞美神的时候
praise the Lord.
赞美可以帮助你
Give thanks no matter what it is.
凡事谢恩
Just thank God.
不管怎么
样 Try that my friend.
感谢
You'll be surprised what it does for you.
不管怎么样你感谢你赞美然后你的难处就会移开
Talk to him.
跟神讲话
I didn't say pray.
我不是说祷告我是对他讲
Because I think we've got some kind of idea that prayer is something formal. No, just talk to him.
如果我讲祷告，你可能会觉得哦，一定要这样子这样讲那样讲。不是，我说对他讲话，跟他讲。
Just between you and him.
就好像聊天一样，跟他说。
You can tell him how you feel.
你可以跟他说你的感受怎么样。
You can tell him you can hardly bear it.
你可以跟他说呢，我受不了了。
You can tell him I don't know which way to go.
你可以跟他说呢，我不晓得往哪里去了。
You can look up and say, Lord, I need wisdom.
你可以跟他说呢，我缺乏智慧，我需要智慧。
Just your very best friend.
他是你最好的朋友
The one who said I sent the comforter to walk beside you
他就是那一位差遣圣灵我们的安慰者然后跟我们同
步 He's not very far from us, my friend
他不会离我们很远他就在我们旁边
And then learn how to be content
学习如何成为一个满足的人
There's some things in our life that may never change
有一些情况可能不会改变
There are some chronic diseases that go on for years.
有一些啊、一些属于那种啊、就是那种啊、化学性的或者是啊、慢性的这种东西，可能会好几年你都需要去啊、需要有这样的病。
Can we be a bitter person all of our life?
难道你要用苦读抱怨过一生吗
？He said, "Godliness with contentment is great gain."
圣经说，敬虔加上满足就是大利了，你会得到更多。
One of the ladies in my church, she finally ended up in bed, and I would go to visit her. She was a shut-in now.
我的教会有一个姊妹呢，她长久躺在病床上。
I would go there to encourage her.
那我就去鼓励她。
But Sister Flora, she just was so in love with Jesus.
她很爱耶稣。
Her face would shine. She'd go in there and she would encourage me.She would lift my heart.
当我去要鼓励他的时候，反而是他来鼓励我，因为他的脸发光，他非常的爱。
No, it wasn't easy to lie there.
要躺在病床上
不容易的。But she had learned how to be content and how to praise God and how to take the circumstance and give it to Him to bless others in her life.
她学习到怎么样来接纳这种苦境，然后呢，利用这个苦境，然后来成为别人的祝福。
And then keep your eyes on the joy of your heavenly home that's coming.
你的眼睛盯着那未来永恒的那喜乐的家，就盯着那个目标。
David said, "I encourage myself in the Lord."
大卫说的，我需要自己来鼓励我自己。
This is not our home. We're looking for something far greater than this.
这个世上不是我们的家，我们所期待的是更美、更好、永恒的家。
I can take it a little while.
所以呢，我再走一点，再向前一点。
This is the way Paul was. I can go further. I can still go a little more.
即使那么大的重要，我还是可以再走一点。
I said I have two desires in my heart.
或许你说我里面有征战啊。
I would like to be stay here with you, but oh, I would like to go home.
大卫这样，那个保罗这样说，他说我实在是很为难呐、啊，两难之间呐、啊，我又很想在这个世上，又很想回到永恒的家。
You see, my friends, the reality of the comfort of God is marvelous to those who know and understand what He wants.
神的安慰，如果临到这些愿意领受。我们愿意接受的人的话是很奇妙的。
I trust that He will be the God that comforts you.
我相信神会成为你安慰的神。
So that you can learn how to take your cares and burdens and give it to Him.
好让你学习到怎么样来拿起你的重担，然后来托付给他。
How to lean on Him.
学习怎么样依靠他。
How to let Him work out situations.
学习让神来为在你的难处里面来做工。
Just wait and let Him see how He can do it.
你就等着看吧，看神怎么工作。
Oh, we have a wonderful God.
我们有一位奇妙的神。
I praise the Lord this morning.
赞美主，因为他是奇妙的神。
So I would ask you if there are those, that would come up and would pray with Mrs. She and I here around the altar. If the board and some of the others would come or whoever would like to come pray with us, she and I are going to go down. She doesn't know this, but we were going down there and kneel.And we're asking you to come.
那这个时候呢
，Anoint us for our trip and pray for us.
我们两位要在前面，我们要离开哈，就是我们请教会愿意到我们四周围来哈，牧师还有执事或其他的弟兄姐妹愿意到我们四周围来，我们祷告的请到前面来。
Just give us a prayer call.
就为我们祷告。
被父神，我们要感谢，我们要赞美你的恩典。主啊，你是我们的神，你看到我们在患难当中的时候，你仍然是我们的神。哦，主啊，我们谢谢你今天早上给我们这样的信息，来鼓励我们，来勉励我们，让我们正是在我们面临这个患难的时候、苦难的时候，就能够体验到主你与我们同在。主，我们为了今天的信息来感谢你，来赞美你。主啊，这时候我们要。奉你的名来差遣你的使女们到外边去为主你来传扬福音，主啊，就像你要离开这个世上所颁发的大使命的时候，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉你的名来跟他们施洗。哦，主啊，这时候我们同样用在教会的弟兄姊妹的当中来奉你的名来差遣他们。到台湾到国内去为主你传福音，为主你做见证。主啊，我们这时候要祈求你的灵与他们同在，求主你教练他们的力量，使他们有能力到的地方能够为主你来传扬福音，愿主你为他们来开前面的道路，为求主你来保护他们，来带领他们在这次的旅途当中能够安全。哦，主啊，我们要祈求你特别来帮助他们，当他们在国内的时候，你知道现在的情况不是很安全，主啊，你要帮助他们，让他们到那边的时候有主你与他们同在，你要看顾他们，保守他们，哦，免受一切的灾害。哦，神啊，他们为了你的福音的缘故愿意撇上他们自己的生命来赢得更多的灵魂来归向你。主啊，我们这时候要把他们交在你的手中，愿主你来祝福他们，来带领他们，来帮助他们。哦，神啊，我们相信你是全能的神，你是看顾的神，你是带领的神。 哦，主啊，我们就把他们交在你的手中，我们求主你特别特别与他们同在，帮助他们，带领他们。我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。阿门。感谢主，阿利。阿门。好，我们回座啊。阿门。